All right, do you want to go ahead and get started?
Sure, we can get started. I just want to say thank you for everyone who is here attending. This is the COVID-19 Vaccine Equity Program, and this is offered through the Loudoun County Health Department. I'm Megan Cox, and we are here to support this grant application process for the health department looking at vaccine equity specifically for varying populations or differing populations throughout the county to make sure that we have appropriate access and equitable access for the COVID-19 vaccine. With that, we are joined by Dr. Goodfriend, Erica Wickline, and Barb Lawrence, who has been the lead for putting together the application process. So we are all here to answer questions as we move this forward. And Barb, do you want to introduce yourself and then Dr. Goodfriend, Erica, and then we will move on?
Let me see. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Barb Lawrence. I'm the grants coordinator in the Department of Finance and Procurement. I work closely with internal departments on grant seeking and grant implementation, and then also work with our community partners on grants that the county has to offer. With that, I'll turn it to Dr. Goodfriend.
Hi, and thank you. David Goodfriend, Director of the Loudoun County Health Department.
Hi, I'm Erica Wickline, the Population Health Division Manager at the Loudoun County Health Department.
Okay. With that, we've started to record our presentation, and I will put our grant opportunities in the chat. And our agenda for today, we'll just go over the overview and timeline of the vaccine equity program. We'll talk about how you can access the application on our grants management system, the application overview, and our review process. The grant purpose, Loudoun County Health Department's purpose in issuing this RFA is to seek proposals from a diverse array of community organizations to support strategies that ensure greater equity and access to COVID-19 vaccine for those populations disproportionately affected by COVID-19. The COVID-19 equity program exists to fund specific projects and initiatives to increase access, increase acceptance, and increase uptake of COVID-19 vaccine for identified priority populations of focus. As we all know, conditions in the places where people live, learn, work, play, and worship affect a wide range of health risks and outcomes, such as the COVID-19 disease, severe illness, and death. There is evidence that some racial and ethnic minority groups associated with longstanding systemic health and social inequalities have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19 as a result of barriers in accessing the necessary information and care to prevent infection and disease. Through this program, priority populations have been identified as evidenced by available data to date. So those that have been disproportionately affected by COVID-19 are not limited to people in racial and ethnic minority groups, people living in communities with high social vulnerability index, people living in rural communities, people with disabilities, people who are homebound or isolated, people who are underserved or uninsured, people who are immigrants and or refugees, and people with transportation limitations. The role of community-based organizations, the RFA is an effort by the Loudoun Health Department to fund for a final year a community partner involvement, both clinical and non-clinical, in vaccine equity activities. Applicants are encouraged to propose extension of existing projects, if applicable, or propose new innovative projects that expand community engagement and vaccine promotion and or increase vaccination uptake. The Loudoun County Health Department values the historical and ongoing collaborative involvement of community partners in its efforts to strengthen public health in the jurisdiction. The COVID-19 pandemic created a unique challenge and opportunity, connecting local health departments, community health centers, and or trusted healthcare organizations with communities facing disparities increases the number, range, and diversity of opportunities for vaccination. Nonprofit, community-based organizations, community leaders, coalitions, and local health clinics and centers are essential for expanding the reach into high disparity communities. Eligibility requirements. The minimum eligibility requirements are organizations applying for funding should be established, nonprofit entity, such as a community-based organization, community health clinic or center, healthcare organizations, coalitions, faith-based organizations, all who have demonstrated capacity to engage in relevant activities. To be eligible for this grant, organizations must conduct operations in or must be focused on addressing the community needs in Loudoun County. There are also preferred eligibility requirements that include experience in selected localities, so experience in Loudoun County, local reach to identify and engage trusted messengers, experience and demonstrated trust working with communities most affected by COVID-19, experience addressing social determinants, conditions that influence the populations of focus, capacity to expand services where other community-based organizations do not exist or do not have the capacity to support implementation of vaccine activities, experience in community health promotion and improvement, for example, immunization projects, prevention and wellness programs. Additional eligibility criteria. Organizations must provide at least 3 years of IRS 990 forms and other financial documentation, be in good standing with the Virginia State Corporation, and county grants may not be used for any religious purpose or intention. And of note, the county values partnerships, high-quality services using evidence-based programs and best practices, strong data-driven outcomes, and strong past performance. The scope of work for the COVID vaccine includes education, outreach, and/or vaccine administration among priority populations within the Loudoun Health Department service area. To reach high disparity populations and increase vaccination rates, expanded community engagement, and improved understanding of disproportionately affected populations and their barriers to vaccination is needed. Reducing barriers to COVID-19 vaccine access and increasing acceptance by providing accurate information through trusted messengers to address vaccine hesitancy and or myths are critically important components. Partners should utilize their relationships and knowledge of their target groups to design, create, and have effective strategies for engagement. Examples of activities for community-based organizations might consider vaccine education and outreach, improving access to vaccines by expanding and diversifying opportunities for getting immunizations. And the last is strategies for identifying and addressing social determinants, conditions to reduce barriers. The funding, there's a total of $306,407 that we have to award. Awards will be varied based on the number of awards and funds available. And the final approved funding amount will be based on a combination of factors that include demonstrated capacity, the organization score, and the review of reasonability of the proposed budget items for services. Performance measures will be tailored to the organization's proposed project goals and objectives as outlined in the subrecipient agreement. In coordination with the health department, performance measures may evolve as appropriate with the progression of the organization's proposed activities. Funded organizations are expected to respond to and participate in occasional check-in that include emails, collaborative stakeholder meetings convened at the discretion of the health department. The timeline of the funding, the application opened on March 5th. We're having their training today. The deadline to submit any questions is March 19th. April 5th is when the application is due. The review process will take place between April and May. And recommendations will be presented to the Board of Supervisors Finance Committee on April 14th, and then to the full board on April 21st. We'll get MOU signed and out in June and back by the middle of the month. Funding begins on July 1st with quarterly reporting in October, January, and then funding with the last one on May 31st. The funding goes from July 1st through April 30th of 2025. With that, I will pause for any questions. No questions?
And nothing has come through in the chat.
Okay, we'll just keep moving forward. And if you do have a question, you can either enter it in the chat or raise your hand. We have our folks from the health department here to answer any programmatic questions that you might have. With that, I'll move on to the application. Megan, would you mind putting that link into the chat?
Sure.
Thank you. So this is a grant page, and what I'm going to do is pull up the actual site. I'm just going to move this over here. So the link that Megan has put in the chat will bring you to this landing page. And with that, you'll click into the grant application program. But before I go into the actual application, I'm just going to run through the slide presentation real quick, and then I'll just do a demonstration in the actual application. So to get to the information, you go to this link. AmpliFund is our new grants management system. And guides can be found on the webpage. Not only will you be able to access the application, but guides will also be there that you can link into if you have any technical issues with accessing the application. There are four sections to the application. It's opportunity details, the project information that includes your basic the application information, the award, primary contact information. There's an application form, and in this application, there's just one, and that's really the application. It'll include your contact information, and it'll include all of the questions of the application, which can also be found in the application manual, which is also on the webpage. There's also a separate budget template, and there's directions within the template for you to follow there. There are supporting financial documents that you must submit, a most recent audit, if applicable, and then your last 3 years and the last year-to-date financial statements, your organization's current operating budget, your last 3 years or 2020, 2021, and 22 of your 990 forms, your IRS letter of determination, and then, as mentioned earlier, your certificate of good standing with the SEC. Just quickly, I'll go through here. Once you open the application, you'll come to this page where you'll hit the apply button. If you already have an account established, it will ask you to log into that account. If you don't, it'll walk you through on setting up an account in AmpliFund. From here, you'll see the program or the application components with the opportunity details, the project information, the application forms, the budget, and the submit button. On this first page, you'll be asked what you're requesting for your award amount. This amount will check off to what your budget amount is. So if your budget amount doesn't match to what you put in this page, you won't be able to submit or you'll come up with an error. So be mindful of that. Next is the application forms. And as mentioned, there's just one form, and this is where you put the details in of the actual application. This is how the application form looks when you first open it. I request that you save frequently. We've had some feedback where if they've left it sitting idle for a little bit without saving it, they've lost information. So save information frequently. Again, your budget, when your budget form pops up, it'll look like this. There'll be areas where you can break down your budget into the personnel, the fringe benefits, travel, supplies. And once I get into the application, I can walk through that a little bit more in greater detail. Again, the budget information for personnel, you'll be asked to identify the type of personnel and then a narrative. And I strongly suggest or recommend that in the narrative piece, which is required, that you be detailed as specific as possible. Really lay out what you're intending to use those funds for. And then once you're ready to submit, all of the buttons on the top will have a check mark. So as you can see here, I have not completed the submission part. I have missing information in either my project information, my application forms, and my budget, so it won't let me proceed. Once you have it done, all of those buttons will line up and be checked off, and you'll be able to ready to submit. So with that, I will just open up the application form so you can see it, and hopefully it'll work. So you click here. It'll bring you to the page. So you hit the apply button. I have an account already established, so I'll log into that account. And then it'll ask me to apply. And again, if you don't have an account established, it'll walk you through the steps in order for you to do so. So then I hit the apply button. I already have the application started, so I'll click into that. And here are the details. So the opportunity details, as mentioned, just lists all of the details of the application. The award ceiling, the award floor, all the application details are listed in that opportunity details. The project information, again, this is your information as it relates to your organization, the dollar amount that you're going to request, and then it just asks for your basic primary contact information. Again, save often. The application forms. It'll pop up like this. You open it here, and the form will open. It'll go through. It'll ask you some general organizational information again, some phone numbers, unique identifying numbers, your federal tax ID, primary contact if it's different, fiscal agent if it's different, or fiscal contact person if it's different. And then here we start to get into the project details or the application itself. And again, you can find all this information within the manual, but it'll go through, ask all the questions. So I just put in draft. So we had some of it completed. asks you were who those populations you intend to serve as a checkbox, your project scope, your outcomes. We ask you to identify at a minimum of two objectives. We ask for your organizational capacity to fulfill the grant obligations, and then to submit all of your financial information. These are all choosing file boxes, so you'll have to complete all of them. So it asks for your 3 years of financial statements. It asks for your year-to-date, your audit information, financial statement, your current operating budget. So all of this, and then your SEC is required documentation. Has some directions on the budget, and then it asks you down here that you've read and understand the information. That's the project or the application form. The last piece is the budget. And here it looks like this. And here you'll have a chance to break out within these categories. You'll have an opportunity to break out. So you just would click on the plus button. It would open up. It would be personnel, type of personnel. Here you would put, it could be an outreach worker. You would name the position. And then the direct cost. How much are you going to allocate to this particular line item? And then here's the narrative piece. Tell us the percent of FTE. Tell us the job. Tell us the job description. Tell us the geographic area that this outreach worker might be going into. Give us as many details as possible within that line on a budget. Once you have it completed, you would just hit create, and it would create that line. I'm going to delete one of these. And here you can see where my budget, I asked for $10,000. My two budget line items are matching up. So you would just save and continue. Again, I have a missing item in my application form, so you would have a chance to go back to determine what you've missed out. And I believe it's, if I scroll down, there's a, if you hit save and continue, let me go back because let me do mark as complete. If I hit mark as complete, it should show that I'm missing. There's an error. So it will show me that this field, I did not complete that field. So you would open up to a file where you would save you have your document saved. You would open that file. You'd click that and it would automatically upload. Now I can mark as complete. I go back to the top, you save and continue. My buttons match. So I'm going to save and continue on my budget. Now all my buttons are complete. They're checked off. So I'm ready to hit submit. So that's the part, the application piece itself. Any questions on that? Anything in the chat?
Nothing in the chat.
Okay, we have a quiet group today. With that, I'll move on with my presentation. The review process for the application, again, it'll be based on available funding, the application scores, the volume of requests, and again, the reasonability of the proposed budget items and cost for services. The review committee will be comprised of subject matter experts within the county. And the review committee will evaluate the applications based on the information submitted in the application, including services provided, demonstration of need, impact, and other financial indicators. All reviewer scores are compiled for final average score. Once the scores are available, applicants will be ranked from highest to lowest, and the funding amount will be determined. Recommendations for funding will be made to the Finance Committee, as mentioned, on May 14th, and to the full board on May 21st. Following approval by the Board of Supervisors, applicants will be informed of the funding decisions. The online application is due April 5th by 4 p.m. Questions can be mailed to me at my barbara.lawrence@loudoun.gov. And again, the awards will be recommended to the board in May. And again, I suggest that you apply early and again, save your progress as you go along. And with that, I'll open it up again to see if there's any questions. And the slideshow. Stop sharing. Any questions? If not, I'll ask Dr. Goodfriend or Erica if you have anything you'd like to add or emphasize that I may have missed. Please feel free to add.
I don't have anything to add, but thank you.
Okay.
I don't have anything to add.
Okay, terrific. Thank you.
And Barb, you said this would be posted?
The recording will be posted. I get it back pretty quickly. So tomorrow at the latest, it should be online for people to review. And again, if you have questions as you start to apply for the applications, you can send me questions. You have until March 19th to ask those questions, and those questions will also be posted to the website. All right. Well, thank you for joining us today.
All right. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.